I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. A first quarter loss was no surprise to Deere & Company. Today, the company reported it lost $535 million due to federal tax reform. Spokesman Ken Golden says it was an excellent quarter, despite more than $900 million in one-time charges.
You know, we had to make adjustments because the tax rate was reduced, and the way that accounting principles work is that you set some assets aside for that in the future. So the accounting adjustments are, are one-time impacts of tax reform legislation. Over time, tax reform is a positive for Deere and its customers.
The new tax law also requires Deere to pay taxes on earnings in other countries. That amounts to about one-fourth of the first quarter loss.
The real indicator is the strong increases in demand for our products, both in construction and in ag. Worldwide net sales and revenues for the first quarter increased 23%. That's pretty significant. We also raised our projection for company equipment sales for the year. We went from 22% just 3 months ago. Now we're saying 29% for the full fiscal year.
John Deere's acquisition of the Wirtgen Group also added to the quarterly loss, but Golden says it also added 5% to net sales from November through January. Sales of agriculture and turf equipment increased 18%.
The farmers that we talk to are not necessarily replenishing their equipment based on higher commodity prices, because those have been, not moving way up. But we are seeing a replacement demand for products where the reinvestment in new technology, the reinvestment in newer equipment, more productive equipment is what's going on right now.
Sales of construction and forestry equipment jumped 57% in the first quarter, with Wirtgen adding 23% in that division. Deere predicts equipment sales will increase 29% for the full year, with total net income around $2.1 billion. I'm Michelle O'Neill.